There was a grandfather who was preparing for the visit of his four grandchildren. And when he heard they were coming, he very quickly started kind of cleaning up around the house, and especially wanted to clean up the old barn where the children always played in. And the barn didn't have animals anymore, but it still had straw, and it kind of become a storage place. And he was kind of working very, very hard. And in the midst of that, he had a precious, precious watch that his beloved wife had given him before she had died. And he always held that watch close to him, but in the midst of working, he kind of took it off. And all of a sudden, as his grandkids came over, he realized, I don't have my watch on. Uh-oh, it's probably back in the barn, but there's so much stuff in the barn, I'm never going to be able to find it. Well, the grandkids got there, and they knew Grandpa didn't have their watch, and they said, well, go look for it. So the kids went, and they looked in the barn, and they were having a great time kind of playing in the straw and running around, talking. Of course, they didn't find the watch. Of course, they didn't find the watch. And then just before supper, all of a sudden, they had some little time by themselves, and one of the grandkids came back, and he was holding the watch. Grandpa was astounded and so happy to have his watch. He said, how did you find the watch? We said, Grandpa, I went back into the barn when no one was there. And I just sat there completely still. And I could hear the birds, but all of a sudden the birds kind of went away. I could hear the kind of crackling of the barn. All of a sudden that went away. And I could hear my own thoughts. And all of a sudden my own thoughts went away in the silence. Then all of a sudden I could just hear that simple sound. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. And I went and I got the watch. It's a metaphor for our lives. Because when all of a sudden things are silent, that's when we can hear the voice of God. Are we silent enough to hear the voice of God? In this transfiguration story, we behold the glory of God. And Peter says, let us make three tents. And then he continues speaking. And then the gospel says, while he was still speaking. In other words, Peter got cut off. God just cut him off. God said, stop talking. Then what does the voice of God say? This is my beloved son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Listen to him. Listen to him. Quiet, listening, silence is the language that we want to learn if we want to encounter Jesus Christ. In order to encounter the silent voice of Jesus Christ, we have to speak the sound of silence in our hearts. It's an interesting thing. We know it's a challenge, right? It's an interesting, especially this time of the year, beginning of August, because all of a sudden it's the beginning of August and kids start to think, uh-oh, school is kind of coming back into session. And what's interesting about that is sometimes beginning of August, mid-August, children start to have a weak moment and they say these words, I'm bored. I'm bored. And then they might even admit, I'm ready to go back to school. Can you believe it? I'm ready to go back to school. I feel a little bit bored. But isn't that interesting that sometimes all of us, we feel bored at times. We feel the sense that we want to be entertained, that if there isn't something entertaining us, if there isn't some type of loud music or something to entertain us or an iPad or something, we feel lost. We have this constant sense to be entertained. And what does Jesus say? Silence. Listen. Because the beautiful thing, when we listen, God can speak. When we're talking, we can't hear God. But when we listen, God can speak. And so the challenge of today is to listen to Jesus Christ, to learn the language of silence, to not seek to be entertained, to not look for that outside entertainment, but to be like that child in the story, silent, to even go beyond our own worries, our own thoughts, their own stories in the news, and to be silent. To speak the language of silence, and in speaking the language of silence, to hear the silent, beautiful, peaceful voice of Jesus Christ.